next resolution authorizes the mayor to execute a contract with Star Lighthouse for design and construction oversight services in connection with the Promenade Hill Park renovation project. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halleran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Baranti.
Aye.
Beasai.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trahan.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DPHR.
Aye.
Carry.
The next is a resolution establishing the city as a Purple Heart city. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halleran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Baranti.
Tom, what did you say the cost was for the sign? Did you say the cost?
Yeah. I'm looking at, there's something like $100 or $150.
How much?
$100, $150, I don't have it handy right now.
I would like to purchase that sign in honor of my dad and my uncle who was a Purple Heart winner. Yes.
Beasai.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trahan.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DPHR.
Aye.
Carry.
The next resolution authorizes transfer of funds within the fire department accounts for fiscal year 2019. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halleran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Baranti.
Aye.
Beasai.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trahan.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DPHR.
Aye.
Carry.
Okay, new resolution, of course, unlike the previous resolutions, we can discuss them. The first one appoints John Cody to the Hudson Industrial Development Agency. He is the designee of the current planning board chair, who by charter normally sits on the Industrial Development Agency. Any discussion? Can I have an introduction, a second, please? It's resolution number 13.
This will be the second number for idea.
This would be someone sitting in the seat of the planning board member. Yes, the planning board member, representative to the idea.
For Betsy, right?
Correct. Introduction and second. Eileen and Rebecca, a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halleran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Baranti.
Aye.
Beasai.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trahan.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DPHR.
Aye.
Carry.
The next resolution authorizes the transfer of funds within the DPW Water and Sewer Department accounts for fiscal year 2019. Any questions? Can I have an introduction, a second, please? Calvin, second. Jane, a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Kariga.
Aye.
Halleran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Baranti.
Aye.
Beasai.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trahan.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DPHR. Carry.
The next resolution authorizes the mayor to hire TGW Group to apply for city grants on behalf of the city. The reason we're bringing this up tonight is because we would like to get started right away. We've been without a grant consultant for some time now. Question?
Have we used the chair that the city's used in the past?
Yes.
Why are we bringing them back after the... is this amount, do we need to RFP for this or not?
No, because the way it's set up, I don't think you need an RFP. But the mayor interviewed a number of potential grant writers, and they were found to be the most desirable for a number of reasons. Their previous contract, their previous work with the city was difficult because they were actually hired by not just the city, but by two agencies as well. So it made for a very difficult situation. Now they would just be hired by the city. They would have no responsibilities to HDC or CPPA. And we will see them right away if we go forward with this, to start identifying the grants we want to apply for.
So they're proposing to be more active than previous?
Yes. And they were. I mean, the one thing I recall from previous councils, they were here a lot and presented to the Economic Development Committee often. And that's what they promised to do now as well. But unlike in the past, they won't be accompanied by Sheena Salvino, who's sort of in that weird position of working for a number of different agencies.
Were they successful, Tom, in the previous?
They have a very successful record, yeah.
I mean, with the city?
For the city, yeah. They have as part of their application, they showed us, you know, their record. And they've gotten a lot of the major grants that the city's gotten in the past.
I would like to know who were the other grant writers that the mayor vetted. I know we had in the past Duke.
That's who this is.
That's who this is.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Well, one question at a time. We talked to the group that is doing the DRI, Jason. We talked to LaBerge, who was our recent, who had the contract most recently. Okay. Yes, Rebecca.
I don't know quite how to ask this, but I mean, I have, in my experience, there were some problems with some of the grant writing that happened. So I guess I'm wondering how to, like, is it okay to just be like, I'd like to talk to them?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I can vouch for them. I've worked with them in the past. They're easy to work with, easy to communicate with.
Yeah.
Those were the main issues with LaBerge. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they cost less.
Very inaccessible.
So are they responsible for doing research for grants or just commissioned to write grants?
They write the grant.
So they don't do
they will,
research?
They will help us. If you talk to them, they will help you identify grants that you think you would like to see the city go for. Mm-hmm. But that's decided by all of us, not by any one individual.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm just curious, like, to have further input on what potential
there was just controversy in the past regarding their relationships here in the city, and also the fact of what Tom described now, both for the HDC and HDCP, and so the overlapping of interests.
And I mean, there were significant problems with the DRI grant application in terms of how they represented things about the city. I thought you said that they were the DRI grant.
The group we looked at was a DRI, our current DRI people. Yeah, they had nothing to do with that. The mayor has asked us to fast track this just so that we can get started with the grant application procedure. If you want to do more to look into the various proposals before you approve of it, that's fine too. But
I have expertise in grant applications, so I feel like I could just take a look. Are you saying that we can take a look at the people who applied and see, or you're just saying this is done and like...
Well, you could, but I don't, you know.
Okay, I don't know. I've heard some stuff and it doesn't sound great, but...
Do I have an introduction in a second? Tiffany? Second? Jane? In that case, we'll have a roll call vote.
Ali Kariga. Aye. Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Wolf?
Nay.
Present DPHR?
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution, we're actually, we're gonna do this last term, but it authorizes the mayor to execute a contract with arterial and street plans for planning and design services in connection with the Bridge District Connectivity Improvement Project. So this just allows the mayor to finally sign the contract that's been in the works to proceed with the biggest part of our DRI, I should say the largest DRI project is being controlled by the city. Any questions? Tiffany?
And the third whereas and the number two where it says ADA accessibility and redesign of Promenade Hill, is that going to be?
Wait, oh, sorry. That's just mentioned in terms of the overall DRI, that this resolution does not address that. That'll be in another one, we'll see, when we get to the.
So, but my question was gonna be, for all the things that are listed, are everything here will be ADA compliant and not just the park?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, just wanna make sure.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Do I have an introduction in a second? Tiffany and Jane, roll call vote, please.
Alderman Kariga?
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Beeson?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sarar?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
Present DPHR? Carried.
The next revised resolution calls for a slight increase in parking meter fees along Warren Street.
The only change here is fixing the typo.
Yeah, we actually introduced this last week. There was a typo saying $32,000 when in fact it's only $32,000. So, can I have an introduction in a second? Tiffany and Shosha, roll call vote, please.
Alderman Kariga?
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Beeson?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sarar?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
Present DPHR?
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution accepts another donation in memory of James Lyon Jr., a member of the Hudson Fire Department. I think I pointed out last week, it was only less than a month ago that the mayor and I attended a fire department dinner in which James Lyon Jr.'s father was being recognized for his 74 years of service. And then a week later, the son, James Lyon Jr., passed away. Anyway, this is a another donation in his memory for $100 made by Art Homa. Can I have an introduction in a second, please? Jane. A roll call vote, please.
Sorry, this is an introduction.
It was Jane and Kelly.
Thank you. Excuse me. Alderman Kariga?
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Beeson?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sarar?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
Present DPHR?
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution authorizes a transfer of funds to meet 2019 obligations. These are just paying our bills from last year. Can I have an introduction and a second, please? Rebecca, second. Trisha, roll call vote, please.
Alderman Kariga?
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Beeson?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sarar?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
Present DPHR?
Aye.
Carried.
Resolution authorizes transfers within the youth department accounts for last year. Can I have an introduction and a second, please? Irene and Calvin. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Grego.
Is this paying, this is for all the lifeguard training for this, or this is for that, from that came for last year? Not this year, okay. Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Bezan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DPHR.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution, which went before the Finance Committee tonight, is a budget transfer to, a budget amendment for the Youth Department lifeguard training. Can I have an introduction and a second, please? Irene and Shersha, a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Grego.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye, and the treasurer asked at the finance meeting that we make it clear that this was something the department thought they could encumber from last year, but there's recently been changes in encumbrances, and it's strictly an accounting procedure, and she wanted to make sure that that was covered for tonight.
Thank you.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Bezan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DPHR.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution authorizes a transfer of funds within the police department budget to meet fiscal obligations for 2019. Can I have an introduction and a second, please? Dewan and Calvin, did I see you raise your hand?
Yes.
Okay. Calvin, a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Grego. Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Bezan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DPHR.
Aye.
Carried.
The next authorizes the mayor to extend the intermunicipal agreement for the Columbia Green Shared Services Response Team. This, I'm told, is identical to the existing agreement, which expired on December 31st. Questions or an introduction and a second? Number 23.
I don't have 23.
All right.
Tom, can you explain exactly what shared, in this case, shared services means?
As I recall, well, unfortunately, we don't have the supporting document with it. It was sent to us rather late in the day.
Okay.
But as I recall, it involves an ability to, we share the services, and that allows us to access more funds in the police department.
So when you say shared, so are they police services? Are they emergency response services?
It's all police related.
Oh, I see, okay. So. It's a structural thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Did this go before the police committee?
It did not.
That is part of the new rules.
Well, yes, yeah.
It should go.
It should go before the police committee.
Okay. So, can I have a motion to table it and send it to the police committee?
Motion.
Second. Rebecca? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay, we'll table it. This next resolution authorizes the mayor to sign a contract for the repair of the gun warehouse roof. Excuse me. This was discussed and The bidder was selected this afternoon by the DRI committee. This is to provide emergency repair, not even actually technically really repair, as more as protection from further deterioration of the roof. And it comes late to us because we want to get this done before further deterioration happens.
Tom, is it financed from Restore New York money?
It's financed from the Restore New York money, indeed.
It's actually just like opening up. It's patch on the roof, it's pretty heavy.
It's not even a patch, really, it's kind of like an over...
A temporary covering.
Yeah.
While they shore up.
Right.
Following with Dominic's question, New York's, what he just stated is paying for this?
Comes out of the money.
And is this still part of the DRI?
Technically, no. Restore is a grant we got before the DRI. But it's kind of now mingled with it, yeah. Can I have an introduction and a second, please? Jane and Tiffany, roll call vote, please.
Alderman Grego. Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moretti.
Aye.
Beeson.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarah.
Aye.
Chumley.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
Hazard DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution. Resolution 25. This authorizes assigned unappropriate funds from fiscal year 2019. This is more bookkeeping than the budget for 2019.
Was this also the substance finance?
Yes, it was. Can I have an introduction and a second, please? Eileen and Rebecca. Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Grego.
From the bottom up, number six, what is that for? Your cost is $605.
$605? I don't have this. Let me just pick it.
Friends of Hudson Beauty to the circus?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And that's part of the youth department?
Yep.
Stewart's Planning Review? What is that? Stewart's Review Planning Board, that's from.
That's the host.
Which one?
The host agreement.
Yeah. Planning Board escrow?
I just actually think that's the money that has to be set aside to do any type of, the planning board has to do with the review, they have that escrow and account.
That was the host agreement.
It's different. That's the
and
money.
Chips is part of the police, correct? Chips is part of police?
That's the Chips the Highways?
Yeah, that's the show.
Thank you.
You're in your vote?
Yes.
You got a yes?
Halloran.
That's an escrow.
What? Oh, I thought you said you were.
Oh, sorry. I got confused with the question. You ready to vote? I'm waiting for you. So yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Halloran.
Excuse me.
It's your turn.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moretti.
Aye.
Beeson.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarah.
Aye.
Chumley.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
Hazard DiPietro.
Aye.
We're going to go to local laws. First of all, the moratorium law. I have a motion and a second to enact the proposed local law. Tiffany and Calvin, a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Grego.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moretti.
I appreciate the new, the adjustment with the 6 months, and I wish the legal committee luck in moving this forward, yes.
Lee's eye.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The revised local law amending lodging tax. We can't vote on this yet because of the revision. But can I have a motion, an introduction and a second on this local law?
Can you just point out what the revision is this time? I just don't have the...
I think it was actually by you. I think it was actually recommended by you, the revision, if you recall.
Can you just remind me what... I don't have the law.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, we don't.
Jeff, can you recall?
Yeah, I think we changed and clarified the intent of what the money would be used for and the purpose.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
We amended that, and I also had to add, because we have to take into account a provision that would no longer be there. So section B is a new section, which is just cleaning up the rest of the law. Mm-hmm. Once we've taken out the other section, we had to take out the reference to it.
So of course we can't vote on this tonight, but we can put it forward. Can I have an introduction and a second? Rebecca and Tiffany. And we're introducing the other local law, amending the city charter to increase the term of the office of mayor.
Excuse me. Wasn't that piece of document that we're discussing right now was supposed to go before the legal committee?
Which?
What we're discussing now, local law number C?
It will go before the legal committee, yes.
Before tonight is what I'm saying.
Well, it doesn't have to, because we would only be introducing we wouldn't be...
But the point, voting. I mean, that was the whole point of changing the rules, of having certain legislation documents to come before the committee, before the council. And this mm-hmm. just came out of nowhere when it should have went to the legal committee first.
But we did discuss it at our last meeting.
We did the police committee. It's the same standard. She moved it to the police committee. I don't understand the difference.
I don't know what you're talking about.
General feeling.
I'm agreeing with you.
He's agreeing with me. Put that on the record and let's send it back to the committee.
I like that system.
Yes.
Just before you go to the task, I can still discuss the committee, but still we have to pull
right.
the portal. Just be waiting for this. Yes.
Right.
She needs to be introduced.
Right. I mean, we could certainly waive that provision. And moreover, if we put it forward tonight, it would just be on our desks and it would still go before the legal committee.
Well, I make a motion to move it directly straight to the legal committee.
I second.
Yep.
How do you like that? Point two in
a row. I like that.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. That's the legal committee. Also on your desk, the DRI committee wanted you to see this document. If you have any ideas that you would like to contribute, for those who don't have access to it, this is the proposed request for expression of interest in our as we seek developers and investors for the Dunn Warehouse adaptive reuse. So, read it. If you have suggestions, please send them to Michael, the mayoral aide, Michael Cimino. What else here? New business. Anybody from the council? Tiffany.
I stated this before, and I will state it again, and I don't know, because I didn't read the DPW minutes, and I'm not sure if it was even discussed, but we do have a button outside of City Hall now that we're under the gun to be ADA compliant. There's a button outside of City Hall that just says press. But no one really actually knows what it's for, and it looks like a symbol for delivery packages of some sort. And a sign needs to be placed out there so with people with disabilities, children, mothers in strollers, and so forth, can know what it's actually for, whether it's for assistance from the clerk, the council president, the mayor's aide, or mayor, or one of us, if we're here. It's very important that we acknowledge people with disabilities and what they are unable to do and what we are able to do and recognize that. And I suggested this before and I'm stating it again for the record. A sign needs to be posted indicating what that button is for.
Thank you. Anyone else on the council have anything to add?
We're 2 for 2. Okay. So since you brought up the issue up front, I would like to know what the update is with the ADA coordinator getting us on board. Time is ticking with our 30 days since it's been appointed on the website, because there's legalities of identifications on the city website, including a grievance if that sign is not there. Somebody can apply it for a grievance.
I can't answer that. What? Somebody say something?
He said it.
No, I know. I can't answer that because you'd have to address it to the ADA coordinator, I guess.
Okay.
Well.
Do we have one?
Yes. Okay. It's Michael Chinides. I mean, I think you have every right to ask him to attend our meeting and tell us what's up.
Yeah. Well, I just think because, you know, we're the ones that were sued and this is part of the process, mm-hmm. So I'm just asking you mm-hmm. if you know, since you... But okay.
yes, Michael's usually here. I guess he's not here tonight. Anyway, is there somebody else that's on? Rebecca, yes.
I just wanted to also sign related and for the record that I'm pursuing researching what it will take to have notification posted on the outside of City Hall what meetings are happening. During the week, and what committee meetings, what agendas, maybe in some kind of shorthand version, and so I'm just putting that on the record that I'm hoping to execute that very soon.
Well, that's also important to collaborate with the sign of what the button is for. So because we do have a sign, like I said, you know, we take advantage of what we can do and forget about what they can't do. Mm-hmm. We do have a board inside City Hall with the signs and jobs and meetings, but nothing, once again, outside for people with disabilities.
There you go.
So very important. Thank you.
Anyone else from the council? We saw various proposals that the DRI committee has brought forth so that you know that things are progressing suddenly with great dispatch, and I hope it continues that way. That's my report about the DRI, if you have any questions. The public, anything? Yes, Peter Frank.
Hi, Peter Frank. I just wanted to remind everybody that in 11 days, on Leap Day, February 29th, is the third Oakdale Plunge to support the fire department and the youth department. And I'm happy to see that a couple of our alder persons have committed to plunge, if they get over their colds, I hope. Tom and Jane. And Dominic is also a wonderful supporter of the plunge. The mayor's aide is plunging, and I hope more people in this room will sign up or help support the plunge. It's oakdaleplunge.com, and it's February 29th at noon.
Leap into Oakdale.
Leap into Oakdale.
Exactly. Going in halfway count?
Maybe.
Make an exception, maybe.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We can have a demi plunger category.
Anyone else in the public? Abdus.
I'd like to know that everybody knows that county tried to put in a 4% lousy test for the county Hudson has already 4%. So some of our supervisor says 4% additional add. I think so it is not a good idea. Whatever, we want to out the Hudson for the 4% that, I don't know, you guys think about it. Let we know how can work it out, we have. So 4%, it will be 8% in Hudson. So that is the issue. So our one of the supervisor won 8%. So I'm not agree that because it should be out from the, it should be only a 4% for the Hudson.
You'll be pleased to know that that's pretty much the way we'll proceed. We do not intend to opt into that comment.
Okay, so that's
it. Thank you. There's someone, Crystal Hines.
Yes, Crystal Hines, Fifth Ward. I say this, I feel like at almost every meeting, but I feel like the city needs a comprehensive plan. I think you all have some great ideas, but I think that we need a plan to move the entire city forward and not one lot by one lot and not one issue by one issue, but all of the issues that the city is facing. And I think that we need to make decisions based upon data, which I haven't really seen happen. And I just wanted to share a communication that a client of mine shared with me in connection with the lodging tax or the lodging registration moratorium that you voted for today. I know this was submitted to Common Council President Mr. DiPietro and former Alder people Bujan and Johnson. I was not able to find this in any of the meetings as a communication to the city, so I just thought it was important to read it today to the public and to those members of the Common Council. It's from Carol Smiley. She owns 320 Union Street in Hudson, and it's regarding her perspective and some thoughts on short-term housing. I own a two-family house in the 300 block of Union Street. One apartment is currently rented full-time to a tenant that has been living there for over 2 years. The previous tenant owned a business in town. The second apartment is a furnished short-term rental that has a city permit and has had building department inspections. I invested in the building and the community with the idea that it would produce supplemental income and that I might eventually live in one of the apartments. This is an investment for the future, not a short-term takeaway scheme. I say this because I've heard arguments that short-term rental owners are not members of the community. Frankly, this hurts, feels personally judgmental, and is not true. I do live in Columbia County, and Hudson is my county seat. I conduct business in Hudson regularly and was employed by Hudson businesses for over 3 years and will likely do so again. I served the city for a number of years as a member of the City Conservation Advisory Council. I use the services of the city, shop in the city, and eat in restaurants supporting local businesses. There are arguments put forth that the short-term housing market has destroyed the local rental market and complaints that rents are too high because of short-term housing. I disagree. This is a complex economic issue, and pointing at one cog in a wheel is misguided. Higher rents and rental shortages are a result of short-term rental is a myth that has not been substantiated. Rents may have gone up for a number of reasons. Building owners that have upgraded properties expect a return on their investment. Taxes are high, and general cost of living increases across the board includes housing costs. There are also now more people that would consider living in Hudson, thereby increasing demand. The city has enjoyed and promoted an economic boom, and gentrification is a natural result. At the same time, I read that the average rent in Hudson is actually in line with national rents. It is almost the time this was written. This was almost the year 2020, and we can expect rents to be at the level of the 80s and 90s, or formerly depressed rates. It appears to me that the rental rates in Hudson are not inflated. Furthermore, I read the city has investigated rent control laws, but that the vacancy rates are not low enough to merit or enable passage of these measures. Please note it is an economic fact that rent control laws create false shortages and drive up prices of the non-regulated buildings. There are many other tools the city can employ to handle housing issues, tools beyond the scope of this letter. Short-term rental owners are incentivized to maintain their properties. The better the building and the accommodation, the better the demand. If an Airbnb falls short, complaints are made and business is off. Long-term rentals do not have the immediate feedback, and corrections in buildings are generally not kept to the same degree. The short-term rental portion of the house enables me to continually maintain and upgrade the building, as well as pay for the property taxes and employee help as needed. Short-term rentals supply employment. I currently have two people working with me, an occasional snow removal, and others for repair. I also buy local foods and goods to stock the apartment. There's a demand for for short-term rentals. When this market is saturated, it will no longer be economically viable or desirable, and the market will correct itself. Without short-term housing, the economy of the city of Hudson and outlying areas will suffer and lose business. The city of Hudson recognized the economic benefit of short-term rentals when it instituted a tax to further promote tourism and reap beneficial benefits to the city and its community. The amount of revenue that this brings to the community is known and quantifiable. Our short-term guests generally eat out and spend money in the community. The trash is full of shopping receipts, and there are no groceries or dishes left behind. We often have guests that are here for local events supporting the region, the Opera House, the Basilica, the Kirchner dinners, and weddings in town. Lastly, I've heard complaints about short-term rentals that are inconsiderate of the neighborhoods, etc. These folks should be dealt with the same as everywhere and everyone else. We already have laws and social norms against bad actors and a right to quiet enjoyment of our homes. In the years that I have had my rental, I have had only one oddly behaved person that banged on the ceiling above. We immediately contacted her and set things right. Airbnb and other platforms have a mechanism of reviews to encourage proper behavior and reduce anonymity. The city has the authority to address negligent landlords and tenants through the police and building departments. Recently, my tenant and I have been discussing the sale of the building to her. The additional rental below would likely enable her to do so, whereas the lesser income might not. How will this moratorium impact her situation, and will I be able to transfer my certificate? Thank you for consideration of these complex issues. And again, I just thought that was important to read because I hadn't seen that in my FOIA request.
If I may, edify the public yet again, if you currently are operating...
Again, it was written in August.
Hold on. If you're currently operating an SDR in Hudson, you've registered under lodging tax, while the moratorium is in place, you will be able to continue operating your Airbnb. The main focus of the law that's been spoken about over a year now, as we're trying to get this right, is if you are a resident in Hudson and you operate an Airbnb, you live here full time, the law that will come forward is not going to, it's designed to allow people who live here full time to continue to operate an Airbnb to help them supplement their income. What we're trying to do is go after the problem of speculation and operating Airbnbs in a way that's unfair to other businesses, unions, hotels, etc. But to allay your client's fear, we're not targeting people who operate SDRs who live in Hudson and trying to punish them for their operation.
But I mean, it sounds as though she doesn't live in Hudson and she's planning to sell her house to somebody who does live in Hudson, which would be potentially a good thing.
Also, you know, the largest employer in the city of Hudson, the thing that really drives our economy here, it seems to be the hospital, municipal employees, etc. So the idea that, and of course, tourism is important to our economy, but
yes, Tiffany. Motion to adjourn?
Almost. I just want to take, I just want the council to do a little research. I remember in our last informal meeting, we had a comment from someone in the audience talking about a city manager and how that person would have that 4-year term out of politics. Primary focus is the city, someone that elected officials, and more importantly, the people can rely on that will still be in office whether we decide to run for re-election or not. I think the instead of extending, especially from listening to the public, extending that 4-year term of the mayor, to have consideration and do some research of what the responsibilities would be for a city manager. I think that's more important to think about, and we have a lot of issues in the city of Hudson from all our constituents that we need to work on rather than thinking about a 4-year term. So be at the beginning of this year at that.
You're killing me, because you know I would have been researching that. You're killing me tonight.
Oh, we're 3-on-3 now, huh? Right.
I think we can say that discussion.
And I invite you all to go to the legal committee as well. Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
I have a second. A second. All right, in favor. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Oh, Lord.